We've heard a lot about election fatigue among voters, anxiety too. Jenny Brundine of Colorado Public Radio sought out people who are excited about the election, and she found them. Now, there is a catch. They can't vote. They are too young. So here's what they're doing instead.
Backpacks, pigtails, freckles. This little brigade of fifth graders sticks out on a campus at the University of Colorado Boulder. They're here with their hand-painted signs to bring this message to college students.
One of the most thrilling, heart-racing things I've ever done.
That's EJ Johnson. She and her classmates go to the Boulder Community School of Integrated Studies. And if they hear what they want,
I'm registered to vote.
The kids give props. They've been learning about the power of voice in politics, like who could vote in early America. Here's Dale Boyer.
Only white men with property could vote. And it was just crazy how unjust people were back then to people who were different from them. And that was surprising to me.
Also surprising, just how long women had to fight for the vote.
For like 70 years.
More than that, like 300.
No, not 300.
It was a long time, probably.
Yeah.
These fifth graders seem pained at the thought that some people now don't vote. EJ Johnson.
It's torture to know that so many people worked so hard to get that right to vote, and people aren't voting. We shouldn't just throw it away like it's somebody's old garbage.
In their research, they learned only less than half of college students voted in the last presidential election, the lowest voter turnout of any age group. Juliana Krigsman says before studying these things, she didn't realize
that our country was so, like, not open-minded.
Or that law enforcement was so brutal in trying to deny voting rights to African Americans, especially in the South.
They would actually go to the extent to try to, like, hurt them, to try to stop them physically.
They all say that voting is a serious responsibility, maybe one that should be left up to grown-ups.
Do you think kids should be able to vote?
It's
a hard one.
I don't think kids should vote until they're at least 13.
Lila Newmark.
Because they may not know so much about the candidates, and it wouldn't be a very learned vote.
I think if you know the word learned at age 10, you should be able to vote. As the march winds down, the kids huddle.
I heard some college kids saying that not every vote counts, but every vote does count.
That's not true.
It's not true.
Vote! Vote!
Then, out of nowhere, they form a tunnel with their signs for the college students to walk through. If that doesn't make these older kids want to vote, I hope they at least got a smile out of it. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine.